Kia ora, I'm Imogen Wells and welcome to this breaking news episode of Newsable. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coast of Taiwan, collapsing buildings and reportedly causing widespread damage. The quake, which officials say is the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years, also initially triggered a tsunami alert for the Philippines and Japan, but these warnings have now largely passed. Here with all the details we need to know with Stuff Audio's senior journalist Aaron Darman. Aaron, when did this hit?
Commuters were making their way to work and parents were taking kids for school when this earthquake rocked Taiwan just before 8 a.m. local time at a shallow depth of about 15 kilometres. Now, those on the ground have shared photos and videos on social media of the moment the shaking hit, with the impact also felt in Japan and off the east coast of mainland China. Subways in the capital, Taipei, were halted, students evacuated from schools, and parts of the southern city of Hualien were subjected to power outages, according to local media. Footage shows buildings shaking violently for about a minute before crashing to the ground as residents ran screaming, and in the mountains, witnesses have filmed huge landslides. Taiwan's president says the country's Central Emergency Operations Center has now been set up, and its military will be deployed to affected areas.
Do we know at all about the extent of the damage and injuries?
Details are still emerging about just how bad this is, but those photos and videos from where the quake struck certainly do not look good. Look, this is the strongest quake since the September 1999 earthquake hit Taiwan, which killed more than 2,400 people and destroyed 5,000 homes. At the time of this recording, Taiwanese media are reporting people are trapped in a building in Hualien, where the epicentre of the quake hit. That building is dangling dangerously and rescue efforts are being conducted as aftershocks rock the city. The initial warnings of 3-metre tsunami swells have now largely passed, according to local reports. But according to the South China Morning Post, Taiwan's Central Weather Administration is warning there could be up to magnitude 7 earthquakes over the next 3 to 4 days.
Aaron, do we have any details about New Zealanders currently over there and whether or not there's a tsunami risk for us here in New Zealand?
Not long after the quake hit Taiwan, New Zealand's National Emergency Management Agency confirmed there was no tsunami threat to Aotearoa, but that it will continue to monitor the situation. As for Kiwis in the region, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade says there are 137 New Zealanders registered with MFAT in Taiwan and 428 in Japan. An MFAT spokesperson told us if New Zealanders are in affected areas in Taiwan or Japan, they should follow the advice of local authorities.
Thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. That was Stuff Audio's senior journalist Aaron Darman. And that's all for this breaking news episode of Newsable. I'm Imogen Wells. I'll be back with you again tomorrow morning. So remember to follow Newsable wherever you get your podcasts.
Was this episode of Newsable usable? Then back NZ News by making a financial contribution at stuff.co.nz/support.
I think you're conflating a whole bunch of issues.
You don't want to be held to account rising child abuse numbers.
You can manipulate crime statistics.
I promised I wouldn't have a tad to you about gotcha journalism.
Hang into the National Party's tagline there.
It would be a resignation offence if I didn't deliver tax reduction.
I'm not worried about it at all.
Nothing iffy in there. That sits with you perfectly fine.
That's what we're focused on.
Whatever happens in politics, the weird, the wonderful, the important, the thought-provoking, we got you. Listen to Tova wherever you get your podcasts.